Planes landing and taking off at Prague Airport came under attack from laser pointers at least 7 times in 2009, the Czech Airline Pilots Association told reporters on Wednesday. The lasers, which have been pointed at the windscreens of planes, can blind pilots for a few seconds and could even cause permanent eye damage. However, they are not illegal, and that is something that pilots want changed. Jan Wellinger discussed the issue with Captain Karel Mindl of the Pilots Association.
We consider these, let's say, attacks as a very significant issue because some years ago we had only the information from foreign countries that they experience similar problems. 2009 was the first year when we experienced such, let's say, attacks in Prague. And basically 7 cases is not too much, but we know that, for instance, in UK, they experienced the same number 3 years ago, but last year it was almost 800 attacks on civilian aircraft.
What exactly is taking place when someone points this kind of laser at an airplane?
Well, the problem is that if the windscreen, that means the front window of the airplane, is hit by the laser, the cockpit is immediately filled in with a very high intensity white light, and you are losing the spatial orientation, and you have no possibility to see your instruments. So basically, you are lost. It depends how long the laser beam is in contact with the window. According to the witnesses, it wasn't more than 1-2 seconds.
And did any of the pilots in the cases that you mentioned have to get medical attention afterwards?
Yes, at least in 2 cases, the pilots were treated, but they had no any significant damage, and they returned on duty in a few days.
How were the pilots in the cases able to assess the type of laser that was used? My understanding is that it was type 3 or greater.
Yeah. Basically, we used some reference tables because the U.S. Aviation Authority, the FAA, participated some years ago in a simulator test, and there are some reference tables or pictures. If you compare these pictures with your experience, you can roughly say that you were hit by the light of the similar power.
Clearly, from what you're saying, other countries have already been aware of this threat. The Czech Republic still has a ways to go.
We know that the USA, Great Britain, and Germany accepted new laws. They define laser as a dangerous equipment, and they are regulating the use of laser devices. And we would keep Czech Republic in the line with these countries, and we would like to protect our local people and also our fellow pilots from other countries to keep them safely flying to Prague.
Pilot Karel Mindl was speaking there to Jan Wellinger.